WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. An Orange County Water Authority issues an order not to use the tap water. Inflation and the end of federal food aid means that food pantry visits are way up, putting a strain on families and the pantries. And can AI help doctors spend more time with their patients? This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, August 22nd. The Rapidan Service Authority in Orange County has issued a do not use tap water notice to utility customers until further notice. Megan Moore with VPM News has the details.
Potable water supplied by the Wilderness Water Treatment Plant may have been contaminated by a, quote, unknown substance. According to a press release, an investigation in collaboration with the Virginia Department of Health is ongoing to find the source. RSA has strongly urged affected Locust Grove residents, schools, and businesses to avoid all contact with tap water and to instead use bottled water for all food and beverage preparation, laundry, bathing, and sink use. The only exception? Flushing the toilet. Officials have warned customers not to attempt treating the water by boiling, freezing, filtering, or adding disinfectants because it, quote, will not make the water safe. Bottled water will be available for customers to pick up at the utilities maintenance shop at 3489 Germana Highway in Locust Grove. For the latest updates, please visit rapidan.org.
Megan Moore reporting. Pandemic-era food aid from the federal government ended earlier this year, and inflation has also taken its toll for those who are food insecure. Those are just two reasons why visits to local food pantries are way up. WMRA's Aisha Pirga reports.
Lee Sinclair is the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank's communications and PR manager. He says that this year, they've seen a 30 to 50% increase in guest visits, the people who rely on food pantries and food bank programs.
Last fiscal year, we had guest visits across the region of 127,500 people every single month on average. And in the last 6 months, what we've seen is 153,000 guest visits on average every single month. And so we don't have our final fiscal year numbers to come out, but just that growth alone, an extra 30,000 people on average per month at guest visits is pretty significant.
Households with food insecurity can face difficulty obtaining nutritionally adequate foods and accessing food in socially acceptable ways, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA. In other words, they may have to resort to scavenging or rely on emergency food supplies. Feeding America says that the effects of food insecurity on individuals can also include health problems such as high blood pressure and diabetes. Food banks, such as the BRAFB, operate as nonprofits that store and distribute food to places including local food pantries. They receive food donations from a range of sources, including individual offerings, grocery stores, and restaurants, as well as large companies and the USDA. The BRAFB serves a large portion of Virginia, including much of the Shenandoah Valley, as well as cities from Charlottesville to Lexington to Winchester. Among local counties, Bath, Page, and Shenandoah counties have the highest rates of food insecurity. That's according to 2022 data from Feeding America's Map the Meal Gap. In compounding the problem, people experiencing food insecurity may also not be eligible for SNAP, short for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Sinclair says that SNAP helps provide food for 9 people for every 1 person that a food bank helps. But while the program benefits many people, some may not know they're eligible for the program. SNAP also presents some hurdles to receiving aid, including having to fill out a long application form. That's why the BRAFB has a SNAP benefit coordinator to help people overcome those hurdles and train partner pantries so that they can help more people get SNAP. Sinclair said grocery inflation isn't just a challenge for individuals and families on a tight budget. It's also straining the food bank's bottom line.
What is our strategy really is to do what we always do, and that is make sure that we have enough food and everyone should have enough food. And that's pretty much it. Our strategy is to make sure that we are, when our donations are down or the USDA doesn't provide as much food as they previously did, we buy more food. And that is having an impact on us as well, because we are paying more. Even though we operate at a scale, we are still paying more for our food as well. I'll give you, for example, before the pandemic, we spent about $1.8 million on food. This past year, we'll spend over $5 million on food to replace the food that isn't being donated.
He says another trend that's actually good for major grocery stores and chains presents an additional challenge for food banks. Retailers are increasing their efficiency, which means the food bank has been receiving less from them.
They're very efficient and getting better at making sure that they don't have waste. We would normally get that leftover or overruns and those sorts of things. But they're so efficient that that number is going down. So again, when that number goes down and the demand goes up, we have to buy more fruit.
And then there's politics.
Some folks who are in the legislative world want to cut some of these programs. But what we are seeing from the food bank's perspective is that we are seeing just this growth in the number of people who are food insecure and the demand, the number of people who are coming to our partner food pantries is growing exponentially. And a cut in this means that we have to buy more food and that food costs more now. And those challenges just are one thing on top of the other.
Despite all these challenges, the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and other nonprofit providers continue to do their best to alleviate food insecurity. For WMRA News, I'm Aisha Pirge.
You'll find links to more information at WMRA.org and on the app. Doctors spend, on average, 2 hours a day documenting their exams and consultations with patients. Many use a laptop to make notes, looking at a screen rather than the people in their care. Artificial intelligence may be changing that. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Houseman reports.
Alyssa, it's good to see you today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Joshua Greenhow has been practicing medicine for 25 years, and he remembers when he and other doctors began making notes about patients on a laptop.
You're looking at a computer screen, typing, not necessarily listening to the patient in the same way with the direct eye contact, and so I think the patients feel more isolated and not heard.
And Dr. Joe Evans, Chief Health Information Officer at Sentara, adds that physicians may have missed certain details because they weren't looking at their patients.
They would maybe be saying something, but their eyes or their body would be telling us something different.
Now, however, Greenhow and other medical professionals at Sentara Health, the University of Virginia, and other medical centers in the Commonwealth press an app on their cell phones and, with permission from patients, begin recording. Minutes later, thanks to software developed by a division of Microsoft, they get a transcript of what was said. Greenhow figures this use of AI saves him an hour a day and improves doctor-patient relations and overall medical care. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Finally today, Dr. Michael Aboutanos created a first-in-the-nation violence intervention program called Bridging the Gap 2 decades ago at Virginia Commonwealth University. It approaches gun violence as a disease with causes and treatments.
The recidivism or the re-injury rate across the country is up to 50%. Here in our hospital, it's about 20% or more. If you are in our program, we're able to reduce that to 3.6%. That's like 77% reduction, which is insane.
The program is now expanding across the state. We'll have more on this pioneering effort this evening on All Things Considered and in Friday's podcast. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Thursday.